Report, NYC may give border crossers free rooms at iconic Roosevelt Hotel. By John Binder on May 12, 2023. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., is reportedly considering turning the iconic Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan, which closed in 2020 as a result of economic lockdowns, into a migrant shelter, costing New Yorkers some $75 million annually. According to the New York Post, and corroborated by local city officials and security guards, Adams is looking to broker a deal with the owners of the Roosevelt Hotel to transform it into a migrant shelter for more than 1,000 border crossers and illegal aliens arriving every day. The cost to New Yorkers, some of the most tax-burdened Americans, would be $225 million over the course of 3 years. The Post reports. The Adams administration is in talks to convert the historic Manhattan Hotel, located at 45 East 45th Street, into an emergency shelter as the city grapples with the ongoing surge of migrants, several people familiar with the matter said Tuesday. Emphasis added. While there have been few details revealed about this proposal, City Hall has confirmed to me that there are significant discussions taking place to provide temporary housing for migrant families, as well as other services at this location, Fred Cerullo, president of the Grand Central Partnership, said. Emphasis added. The Big Apple reportedly offered to secure 1,025 hotel rooms for migrants on a daily basis for 36 months at the rate of $200, according to Minute Mirror, a Pakistani news site. The Post has not been able to independently confirm these details. Emphasis added. The reported plan comes as the sanctuary city has seen more than 60,000 border crossers and illegal aliens bust, mostly from Texas, since the spring of 2022, straining resources meant for New Yorkers and costing $5 million every day to house, feed, and care for new arrivals. Watch, Sanctuary NYC Dem Mayor on influx of asylum seekers, it should be handled at the border. New York City's strained resources have reportedly now caused the city to involve at least one public school in housing border crossers. The Post reports that Adams has opened the gym of PS 188 Elementary School in Coney Island to a number of border crossers in a secretive move. PS 188 students and their parents have reportedly been told that the gym's conversion into a migrant shelter will not impact school operations, though it is unclear what students will do without an operational gym. In total, New Yorkers are expected to spend $4 billion by next year. Much of that cost is being spent on border crossers and illegal aliens whom Adams has placed in multiple luxury hotels at no cost to them, which is transferring millions from local taxpayers to wealthy landlords. Those wealthy landlords, in return, are flooding Adams with campaign cash. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.